The Attorney General, George Brandis, confirmed today that the government would begin talking to telcos on laws forcing telecommunication companies to retain customer data for 2 years. But despite the government's announcement, many in the telecommunications industry are still wondering about many of the details, such as exactly what they would need to retain. Then there's the issue of cost. IINet is the country's second biggest broadband provider, and its chief regulatory officer, Steve Dalby, told Will Ockenden that a data retention system would cost it alone around $100 million.
What's missing is some definition, some specifics about what is going to be retained. When we talk about data retention, it can be everything from a very small amount to a mind-boggling amount of data that is generated when people use telecommunication services, whether that's telephony, which is on the low side, or it's the internet, which generates massive amounts of metadata.
So do you have any indication from the government as to what kind of data that they are seeking?
We've got confusing information from the government. We have a briefing paper from the Attorney General's Department that goes back a few years that is very broad and talks about a great range of metadata that should be collected and stored for up to 2 years. On the other hand, we've got comments from the Attorney General himself that talk about telephone companies collecting routine metadata for telephone billing purposes. We've got something in the middle of that which talks about collecting all the internet metadata, but somehow having the content stripped out of that. Metadata contains content. You know, we are confused. We need some clarity. The industry and the community at large needs some clarity about what the government is going to store or require ISPs to store when they hold this information on Australians for 2 to 5 years.
So the government hasn't yet indicated to you what it actually defines metadata as?
Not that we can work with, no.
The Attorney General, George Brandis, also mentioned the government was in consultation with the telecommunications industry regarding who will pay for this, whether or not it will come from the budget, from agencies or from the companies themselves and therefore customers. Have you had any indication regarding who will pay for any system of mandatory data retention?
The only feedback we've had on that subject is that the government will not pay for that data retention. What the government plans to do is to have the ISPs foot the bill for the collection, the storage, the safekeeping of that data. And then when a law enforcement officer requires a search for some specific item, then they will pay, which I think is something like $25 a pop, they will pay for that search and that discrete piece of information. So that if they say to me, I want Will Ockenden's emails from the 12th of February 2014, that's that discrete piece of information, they'll pay me $25 for that. What the data retention proposal is at the moment that we're discussing, though, is carte blanche request for ISPs and telcos to save everything on everybody all the time, not just persons of interest. So the legislation that's in place today focuses on people of interest. What is being proposed is that my 12-year-old niece, when she's using her Xbox or going online to do her homework, or my 93-year-old mother is in hospital at the moment, they're going to require us to store the data on those people, not persons of interest, not suspects, but everybody.
IINet's Chief Regulatory Officer, Steve Dalby, talking to Will Ockenden.